Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Well, I fell across this thing, fabulous Atlas Obscura article about knocker-uppers.
This sounds very British.
It does, doesn't it? So it's 19th century industrial UK. You know, people are working in the mills. You've got to get up early if you're not on time. Like a lot of them, work started at a specific time and they would lock the door if you weren't there.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got to get up, but you don't have the money to have a clock. And at that time, there weren't alarm clocks. What do you do?
I don't know.
Well, you would pay a small fee to a person who would mark your house or your window, like if you were on the second story in a boarding house, with chalk. And then that person would come by your house with a really long stick and bang on the door or bang on your window to wake you up.
Wow.
Three or four taps on the window and they might move on.
Yeah.
Or if they got paid slightly more, they would stick around to make sure you were up.
Oh.
So one of the most famous of the knocker-uppers was Mary Ann Smith. This is back in the 1930s. She was paid slightly more because she did stick around. So imagine this older woman in her cardigan sweater. She's got a long pipe and a pocket full of dried peas. Because every morning except Sunday, she would get up at 3 a.m. to knock up workers with her pea shooter. 6 pence a week. She's walking along. She puts a pea in there, shoots it at your window, and then waits for you to, you know, get up.
Hopefully your ear is conditioned enough to hear those.
Pack. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, and her nearest competition, I love this, was 3 miles away, and he would use a long fishing pole to bang on people's windows. But see, here's the other thing. They had to be careful because you didn't want to wake up people who hadn't paid you.
Yes.
So they had started, you know, when this first kind of started happening, is someone would just go bang on the door of a house. Well, they would wake up people all over the place.
Yeah.
People who didn't have to get up were like, it's really noisy, knock it off. And then people who didn't want to pay were like, yes, bonus.
Sweet.
Yes, I got up.
Yeah, this is like the sharing your Netflix password or like the I'm stealing your cable.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Yes. I'm stealing your cable.
You're stealing the knocker-upper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not everyone wanted to get up. In 1878, a Canadian journalist interviewed a Ms. Walters, and she said, quote, a surly or hot-tempered fellow would growl or knock things about when he came to the window to reply. Think like when you try to wake your kid up to go to school and you're like, hey, you need to get up. And they're like, I know.
It's an age-old problem, especially if you live in a community like a boarding house.
Yes.
Yeah. I am accustomed to my privacy.
This is true. And then you just got this person banging on your window. But luckily, reliable alarm clocks, they kind of kicked in 40s and 50s, but the practice in some parts of London continued until the 1970s.
Well, if you saw that Seinfeld episode with the marathon runner that did not get woken up on time for the big race, I can see why you might have trust issues.
Right? And you'd lose your job. But so here's the question that I was trying to figure out the whole time. Was who wakes up the knocker-upper?
That was my next question. Like, do you have to just have a good internal clock? Do you not go to bed and you just sleep the day shift?
Well, and so some people thought that, yes, that like your night owls are the ones who are knocker-uppers in the morning. But then in a 1922 Kalgoorlie Miner article, a man said that he was employed by three other knockers to get them up in time for their shifts.
He finishes his night at the bar, kills an hour, and goes and wakes them up. All right. So he's mid-level management.
Yeah. It just sounds like it was a whole bunch of people waking up other people.
Yep.
You know, just around the clock. Everybody's just doing that all the time. Maybe if you don't want to have your iPhone tell you to get up with that, you know, music, you could have somebody come and tap on your window with a really long stick.
I like that idea. I want them to shoot peas at my window.
Okay.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.